Maine could become the 30th state to allow American Indians to open gambling casinos. Voters will consider a referendum next week. Nationwide, gambling rakes in almost $13 billion a year for about 300 tribes. But opponents say casino gambling could ruin Maine's wholesome image. Charlotte Renner of Maine Public Radio reports.
The Passamaquoddy and Penobscot tribes want to build their casino in southern Maine to lure gamblers from New York and Boston. The church-spired community of Sanford hopes to breathe some life into a once prosperous Main Street ringed by empty factories, so it's considering the proposal to put a $650 million resort at the edge of town. Pro-casino spokeswoman Erin Lehane says there would be an instant payoff.
People want jobs for themselves, their friends, their neighbors, and this is what this campaign is about for us, is bringing, you know, high-quality jobs with health care benefits into the state of Maine.
The casino is expected to draw about 21,000 people into the Sanford area every day, about twice the town's population, and the developer claims it will also bring 10,000 new jobs. To attract the interest and the votes of locals, the pro-casino campaign held a jobs information fair in an abandoned factory.
So you're definitely interested in back-of-the-house positions. Did you get a chance to see all the different ones we have?
At a table marked hospitality, a career counselor paid by the casino developer offers job seekers up to $13 an hour plus benefits for kitchen work. Wearing a pastel blouse and bright pink lipstick, Rosemarie Rose says that's more than she made at her last factory job until she was laid off. Her husband is on disability.
I was at Sprague Electric for 23 years. They closed, they're gone overseas, and I'm only 62 years old. We have to pay $400 a month for medical insurance. You do that on a disability check?
Rose figures a lot of people in Sanford go out of state to gamble, and she thinks the town should get a piece of the action. But a few blocks away, casino opponents are holding signs and chanting to passing traffic. Dennis Bailey, a spokesman for the group Casinos Know, says the jobs will come with hidden costs: higher crime, congestion, and gambling addiction.
You know, if this was a nuclear waste dump or some polluting industry, we'd be talking a lot more than just how many jobs is it going to create. There are a lot of issues surrounding this thing. What it's going to do to kids and families and domestic abuse and violence, and these all have to be put in the mix, and people have to weigh the options here.
Maine's largest tourism trade groups oppose the measure, saying the casino will steal away their customers and make it hard for small businesses to compete for workers. The catalog company, L.L. Bean, has been a major donor to the opposition. And anti-casino forces appear to have the edge in recent polls. Oliver Wyszynski, retired professor of political science at the University of Southern Maine, says voters who don't need jobs and want to preserve Maine's reputation as a scenic vacation land could defeat the proposal. But he's not placing any bets.
In a time of difficulty, the jobs argument might trump the leave things the way they always were because we're different from the rest of the country perspective.
The state stands to gain $25 million in annual tax revenues if the casino is approved, but Governor John Baldacci strongly opposes the proposal. He says a casino flies in the face of the state's tourism slogan, Maine, the way life should be. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner.